I really want to look at Acts if I have the time, but in John, there are four vignettes, four stories of resurrection. The first one we saw on Easter Sunday in the day mass. The two run out, and they're there. And Peter runs in and looks around. John goes in, and he saw everything. And a pistison, and he began to believe. Then the next one is Mary stayed, though. Then they went home. Well, what are we going to, you know, he's not there. So they went home. Mary stayed there and weeping. You see, Mary is, in a way, after Our Lady, thought of the patron saint of loving Jesus with an affection. And I want to talk about that for a minute. There have been other great saints in the church who were marked by that particular depth of affection for Jesus. St. Bernard was one. St. Francis of Assisi was another. All I want to do is be like Jesus. So I'm going to be poor. I'm going to walk around. In fact, I'm even going to carry his stigmata finally. See, we all love Jesus, but some love him with this fire, this affection, this power. And Mary was sort of the patron saint of that after Our Lady. You see, she's loving the child of her womb, Our Lady. Okay. So he asks a woman, why are you weeping? But he asks another question, you see. Whom are you looking for? She thought it was the gardener and said to him, sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him and I will take him. Now you can see her affection is strong, but her faith is not very enlightened. You know, they took away my Lord. If he's my Kyrios, you don't just pick him up and put him someplace. You know, if you took him, where did you put him? Is that what you do with the Lord? So her love and affection is far ahead of her faith at this moment. But that's the reality of Easter faith for all of us. That's why the church gives us a week to think about it, pray about it. Tell me, and I'll go and take him away. Then our Lord opens it up for her. He says, Mary, Miriam. Then, you see, she recognized, she turned. The turn there, you see, she actually looked at him, we'll put it that way, you know. And she said, Rabuni, my teacher, my rabbi, you know, my everything, sort of, you see. But Jesus is still not finished helping her grow in faith. Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. There's more, Mary. There's more. When I was getting ready for the Mass on Easter, and I was pondering the first of these four vignettes, if you remember, it ends by saying, he saw, John saw, and believed. This beginning belief. And he explains why it's only beginning belief, because they didn't understand the scriptures, that Jesus had to rise from the dead. So the first entrance, the first fruit of the resurrection, is the understanding of the scriptures. Luke encapsulates this when he talks about when our Lord comes back, meets him in the upper room, after he'd already gone through the whole Bible with these fellows on the way to Emmaus, right? And he went through, what are the three parts of the Hebrew Bible? The law, prophets, and the writings. That's the Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim. And so the text says he went through the law, he went through Moses, the Psalms, Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. You see, those are the three parts. Then he comes back, and he does the same thing for his disciples. That solidifies your faith when you see it there. And he begins to open up how all of the scriptures, remember at this point, the only scriptures are the Old Testament, speak of him and of his death and resurrection. And they do. And so, now here, he just says, stop holding on to me. Go tell my brothers, I am going to my Father and your Father. See the bond? My Father and your Father. We have, my Father is the Father of Jesus Christ. And I'm heir. He owns the whole universe, and so do I. We're told in Romans, right? We're heirs to God. He's our Father. Okay. So Mary went, and now she's starting, now this faith. I have seen, not Jesus, the Lord. That is the witness of the church. And if the church cannot make that witness, it's no longer church. I have seen the risen, glorious Son of God, and I know that he is one in from all eternity with the Father. I have seen him. Now, as I started to say, when I was getting ready for the Mass across the street, and I was looking at this line in the first of these little stories, saw and believed, began to believe, and then John explains why he says that, because they had not yet understood the scriptures. Their faith didn't have solidity to it, this John fellow. You see? As I pondered that, I thought, I think the Lord helped me. He began to believe. That's something. You see, that's and the words that I used to try to describe what I was learning, there's the faith of acceptance and the faith of communion. And so, you see, something, certainly, he's probably risen. I mean, there's, look what you can see. And that's a faith of acceptance. Faith of communion is, I know you. I know you call me by name. That's what happened right here with Mary. Miriam. And now she begins to move toward this faith of union, of communion. It's still imperfect. See, don't hang on to me. You know, I have not yet fully entered into the totally transformed state, or at least that I will have when I've gone to the Father. But my whole body is divinized. You see, I have seen the Lord. That's what we have to be able to say. Not just the faith of acceptance. I believe all the Catholic church teaches, and I'll go to Mass every Sunday, and I mean, that's great. You're on the way to salvation, but not on the way to maturity. That's the faith of communion. And it's a gift. You can't crank that up. You just pray for it. And the Lord says, if you remember, in John, earlier, if anyone has my commands, anyone who loves me, he'll keep my commandments. You see how this love of Mary finally carried her right through. You see? He'll keep my commandments. And my Father will love him. Jesus' Father is going to love me. And I will love him. And I will show myself to him. I will make him know me. And his faith will grow into communion. We will be there. We will be lovers. We will be united. And this grows and grows and grows. Just read John of the Cross. This grows. How does it grow? By yielding to the communion, seeking the communion, fighting for the time to be with him in communion. But it's boring. Of course it's boring. You know, we don't know anything. It's like I brought up my whole life on rock and roll, Now somebody's trying to teach me Beethoven. How long is it going to take for me to learn how to listen to Beethoven? Where's the fun? Where's the, you see? That's what the Lord is saying, you see. I will show myself to you. And so, as everybody calls her, she is the apostle to the apostles. And they're not, you know, so she went and told them, I have seen, not Jesus, I have seen the Lord. That's the grace of Easter.